Time to push for TPP. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A top U.S. trade official says now is the time for farmers to press their lawmakers to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. Michael Clements has more.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, supported by the American Farm Bureau Federation, promises billions of dollars of new agriculture exports and farm income if approved by Congress and other countries. Chief Agricultural Negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, Darcy Vedder, says the trade deal could be considered by Congress soon. Vedder says President Obama believes the best chance for passing TPP through Congress is during the lame duck session following the November elections.
Both candidates have been raising TPP as an issue. There were individuals who were concerned about primaries, that kind of thing, and so he felt it would be easier to consider TPP post-election.
She says trade is vital to agriculture, but not everyone understands the importance of trade.
Farmers get that. You listen to the price reports in the morning, they're talking about a drought or a flood in Brazil because it ripples through the commodity prices that farmers pay. But it's not clear that the average American, when they get up in the morning and eat their breakfast, is thinking about what part of my meal or what part of my day is better because of trade.
Vedder says farmers are unique experts when it comes to trade, and now is the time for them to make their case in support of the TPP.
And not just one that TPP is critical for us to have, but that without TPP, we continue to fall behind. So this is not even just about a new opportunity. It's that TPP is essential to maintaining our position in the global marketplace.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Here in Tennessee, for example, passage of TPP would increase soybean cash receipts by $8.4 million per year. For Tennessee beef, it's expected to increase those cash receipts by nearly $11 million per year. And there's no doubt it would increase cash receipts for Tennessee cotton, poultry, and wheat. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.